کشور همکاری و همبستگی اقتصادی
And economic solidarity and cooperation exists amongst ECO member states, and hopefully such capabilities would be used for cooperation amongst southern states and Islamic states, as the Islamic Republic of Iran and a host to the Economic Cooperation Organization. We are eager to strengthen the organization's activities, and we believe that in today's world, such cooperation can prepare grounds for greater roles to be played by regional states at the international level, and in the meantime, contribute to the development and welfare of regional states, enabling them to make best use of the existing capacities in the region aimed at contributing to the progress of countries, as well as their welfare and security. We hope that in addition to hosting the Secretariat and also having the responsibility of the meeting of the Council of Ministers, hopefully be able to carry out the necessary measures for strengthening this organization in the next year. I would like to once again appreciate you, and I apologize because the foreign ministers are waiting for me. Perhaps I'm going to take one or two questions. So I have to to join the ministers as the host, since they are waiting for me for the lunch. So I won't have time to take more questions. Well, it seems your questions are quite related to the subject of the Economic Cooperation Organization. Well, I start by responding to your second question. As you mentioned, it has been envisaged by this document that our ultimate goal is to lift all the UNSC sanctions as well as multilateral and unilateral sanctions in connection with the nuclear issue. We believe that all these sanctions are illegal and unjust, but regretfully they do exist and they harm our people, even though they have had no impact on Iran's peaceful nuclear program. What we're going to do in the final stages to come up with an agreement in order to eliminate logical concerns, proving that Iran's nuclear program is going to continue as a peaceful one. And we have said from the very beginning that it's been one of our objectives to eliminate concerns. So we seek to come up with an agreement for the elimination of concerns from the very first step to the last stage. Iran's nuclear program will include enrichment on the Iranian soil. Regarding conditions, the details and the frameworks, we're going to keep up discussing them, but the subject of the nuclear program and enrichment will remain as they are. We are prepared to carry out measures for eliminating concerns, and there are different options and we look into these options with other countries. And as you said, we have 6 months. Based on the agreement, it's a one-year period, but we want to act in a more ambitious manner and come to the conclusion within 6 months. But regarding the first part, our nuclear program will remain untouched, and the measures that are carried out are temporary and limited. The measures by the other party will remain limited and temporary. No additional sanctions will be put in place, and there will be no more additional sanctions. And in fact, I should also refer to the Iranian assets gained by selling oil, and also sanctions hampered the banking transactions, even for transactions related to medicine and food, and these were all illegal. And all these will be eliminated and lifted, and also some of the items mentioned in the document will be, the sanctions will be eliminated and lifted. Another point regarding the banking and oil sectors is that in addition to the unjust and illegal sanctions imposed on our oil sector, the insurance of refineries and oil tankers were also restrictions were imposed upon them, and all these restrictions will be eliminated based on this agreement. So one of the major impediments regarding Iran's oil transactions will be eliminated.
Well, on the first issue, we've been discussing on the sidelines of the 5+1 with various countries, including the United States, and we've made it very clear that there is no problem for Iran to discuss with all the parties to E3+3 or P5+1 on the resolution of the nuclear issue. Our discussions have been limited to the nuclear issue, so all the speculations about discussions involving other issues are flatly wrong. We've only concentrated on the nuclear issue, as we have discussed the nuclear issue with other members of 5+1 and other states outside 5+1. On Geneva 2, we believe that there is only the possibility, the only possibility for a Syrian crisis, a very tragic situation in Syria, is to find a political solution. We believe that the illusion that there is a military solution to Syria must be abandoned. And we believe that those who continue to pursue that illusion are pursuing it at a great cost to the Syrian people. A lot of lives have been lost, a lot of people have become homeless, a lot of people have lost their livelihoods. We have a terrible humanitarian situation prevailing both in Syria as well as in neighboring countries, and we need to work together in order to address that. Now, participation of Iran in Geneva II is, in our view, an important contribution to a resolution of the problem. We have said all along that if Iran is invited, we will participate without any preconditions. But the point is, for us in Iran, finding a resolution to the crisis in Syria constitutes a matter of national importance, and it's a national priority for us. So whether invited or not, we will continue to support a political process in Syria that would eradicate extremism and violence and sectarianism in our region, because we believe these are threats that will not be contained or containable in Syria, and they will spread to other countries in the region, threatening all of us together.
The President offered a suggestion for making some reforms in the structure of the Economic Cooperation Organization. Thank you very much. The Economic Cooperation Organization, since more than a year ago, selected some prominent figures for exploring ways for, in fact, making the organization more efficient. Some suggestions have been made to the Secretariat. And also it has been looked into by the meeting of the senior experts, and these proposals and suggestions have to be looked into. It has also been mentioned by Tehran Declaration, and in this way grounds will be paved for structural reforms of ECHO, and grounds will be paved for further making this organization up to date. And the president's proposal is on the agenda, and it has also been mentioned by the Tehran Declaration, and hopefully we'll seriously follow it up. One more question. The question is about ways and means for making cooperation operational within the Economic Cooperation Organization. If you take a glance at the final Tehran Declaration that has been approved and adopted by the Council of Ministers, and the journalists have been provided with a copy of the declaration, it has been clearly mentioned by this document that is a strengthening of cooperation with respect to commercial relations, elimination of trade barriers, cooperation in the energy sector, and also implementing the proposals made by the group of prominent figures till August next year, and also similar decisions have been made based on this document, and you will be provided with a copy of this document. And in fact, these are the points that can be considered as the outcomes of today's meeting, as well as the meetings that were held, the meetings held, attended by senior experts. To what extent are you optimistic about the continuation of negotiations? I believe that since the Iranian nation has shown that there is no option but negotiations with Iran based on mutual respect and based on equal footing, there's no other option that can solve the issue. So they entered negotiations, and this has led to a cautious optimism, that is, having an aware optimism, a vigilant optimism. I believe that if political will exists, there is nothing that cannot be resolved. Thank you.
You listen to Iran's Foreign Minister, Mehmet Javad Zarif. They're talking to reporters, this being the 21st meeting of the Council of Ministers of the Economic Cooperation Organization, known as ECHO, which has kicked off in the capital, Tehran, of which Iran took over the chairmanship of ECHO from Azerbaijan. Quite naturally, the reporters there asked about the recent victory that Iran had in its nuclear negotiations with the world powers, of which Mehmet Javad Zarif said the goal is to lift UN sanctions and unilateral sanctions, since they're illegal and unjust. He talked about how there's going to be agreements that have been in place now to eliminate concerns on Iran's nuclear program, which he said will remain untouched. No additional sanctions, he said, will be put in place. He said, in fact, Iranian assets that were gained by these illegal sanctions imposed on, for example, oil and the banking sector in Iran will be eventually eliminated. Now, regarding ECHO, he made a number of references to the Tehran Declaration, of which he said he's going to pass out to the reporters, but a couple points and clauses there. He said the elimination of trade barriers and also exploring ways to make the organization more efficient, including structural reforms. And he also made some statements in addition to the previous ones that he has made on the recent nuclear deal. And also in Geneva too, he did mention that Iran, if invited at this point, he hasn't, will continue with its political push, since there is not a military solution to the crisis in Syria, unlike what some other countries may think.